The White House Report.
President Trump's post-election press conference was combative, particularly as it relates to the questions from reporters. One of those instances of combativeness came with AURN as I asked the question about suppression, voter suppression, in states like Georgia, North Dakota, as well as Florida. President Trump responded to my question and then in turn tells me to sit down when I stand up when he responded to my question.
I will give you voter suppression. You just have to sit down, please. Sit down. I didn't call you. I'll give you voter suppression. Take a look at the CNN polls, how inaccurate they were. That's called voter suppression. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm not responding. I'm not responding to you. I'm talking to this gentleman. Will you please sit down? Excuse me. Would you please sit down? Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now that the House of Representatives
very hostile.
Has split.
It's such a hostile media. It's so sad. You ask me about no. You rudely interrupted him. Go ahead.
Aisha Roscoe of NPR followed up on my question, but the president's answer was as flip as the answer to my question on voter suppression. And then when another reporter, Yamiche Alcindor from PBS, tried to ask the question about white nationalists versus nationalists, the president told her he was insulted and said it was a racist question. Take a listen.
On the campaign trail, you called yourself a nationalist. Some people saw that as emboldening white nationalists. Now people are also saying
that
the
president... That's such a racist question.
There are some people that say that now the Republican Party is seen as supporting white nationalists because of your rhetoric.
What do you make of that? I don't believe it. I don't know. Why do I have my highest poll number ever with African Americans? Why do I have among the highest poll numbers with African Americans? I mean, why do I have my highest poll numbers? That's such a racist question. Honestly, I mean, I know you have it written down and you're going to tell me. Let me tell you, that's a racist question.
And Mr. President,
You know what the word is? I love our country. I do. You have nationalists, you have globalists. I also love the world. And I don't mind helping the world, but we have to straighten out our country first. We have a lot of problems.
And Ms.
Excuse me. But to say that, what you said, is so insulting to me. It's a very terrible thing that you said.
And Mr. President, you talked about middle class tax cuts on the campaign trail. How will you get Democrats to support that policy?
You have to ask them.
Well, hey, what's your plan for working with Democrats on a middle class tax plan?
You know what my plan is? I'll ask them. And if they say yes, I'm all for it. And if they say no, there's nothing you can do because you need their votes.
President Trump never answered the questions of the three African-American female reporters in the room. April Ryan, AURN News.